Welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're about 40 minutes late. We start the program at 6 minutes after the hour, but thanks for joining me. You know, I don't know if I already said this, but a few weeks ago I mentioned a joke about Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. And afterward, I had typed it up. Someone had emailed it to me. And he must have been dictating, because it said John Drysdale. And when I said the joke, I said John Drysdale. It didn't occur to me that it was that I was incorrect. I looked up Don Drysdale, and he died in 1993 at age 56. He was born a year after Sandy Koufax, who turned 89 on December 30th of 2024. So that's pretty cool. Love Sandy Koufax. My family, they were all from Brooklyn. They were all Dodger fans. And even when they left, my Uncle Gil went to the Mets. But my dad stayed a Dodger fan. All right, so here's a sale up on the Mesa that listed for $1,650,000 November 4th, my parents' wedding anniversary, 1945. Lasted 28 years. That was a long escrow. And it was on the market 5 days, and it sold for $1,750,000. Asking $1,650,000. Closed December 20th. Or 23rd. It sold a year before December 20th. 2023. For $1,005,000, and 12 months and 3 days later, it sells for $1,750,000, $100,000 over asking. Now, they asked $1,650,000, and they paid $1,005,000, and the agent told me they did a ton of work, new bathrooms, a lot of upgrades. They spent about $100,000. So they bought it for $1,005,000 December of 2023, and then in about 11 months later, they try to get $150,000 more, get their money back, pay closing costs, commissions, and they get $250,000 more than they paid. So they did a good job remodeling. Congratulations on that. And a quick side note, my guest mentioned about the appreciation, and he says, I'm sure sellers really love the fact that their house went up, you know, 15-20% in certain years. But, you know, overall, sure, if your house went up and you sold and you put money in your pocket, you're happy. But overall, everybody is not happy with what happened with COVID and the real estate market. And agents aren't happy. Nobody's happy, really, overall. Okay, Montecito House, 1928. I love old Spanish. Comes on the market for $7.8 million. At the end of November 2024, is on the market for 14 days and sells for $8,250,000. And it closed January 3rd, 2025. If it had closed in December, I don't know, were we one away from going from $2,200,000 to $2,212,000? I have to look at that again. So not bad money if you can get it. $7.8 million sells for $8,250,000. It hadn't really sold before, at least in MLS, but it had a pool, three-car garage, and I threw away the second sheet, so I can't give you much more information. Oh, it's 5,500 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, 2 offices, each have a closet, could be a bedroom, and then there's a 1-bedroom, 2-bath attached guest suite. So this is your... And you know when they add, this is your opportunity to add your personal touch. You know what that means. Needs work. Okay, here's another property I ran into. Again, this is nothing, just thing I just kind of run into. A downtown condo. I love the downtown condos. I sold a downtown condo and then managed it as a rental for many years. This is 350 Chapala Street. I think that was the first one, or was the first one above the coffee shop there on the corner of Chapala and Gutierrez. they came on, and maybe then 350 Chapala, then the one on the corner of, oh, and then the ones on the a block up, I don't know if it's a 400 or 500 block of Chapala, that have the private garages with elevators going right to your unit. Love that. It's like a Gig Young movie I saw in the 1960s. Your elevator opens up to your private apartment. So this 350 Chapala Street, sold off market, two bedroom, two bath, 1,868 square feet. That's a huge two bedroom, two bath. Rooftop had a huge terrace on the roof. It sold for $2.1 million on November 8th. Then 29 days later, it sells off-market for $2,247,500, 7.5% increase. So they must have had a change of heart, and they said to their agent, you know what, let's sell it. And boy, they must have bought it right. That's a heck of a – I like that. I like that building. If you bought that and gave it to me, I would live in it. All those condos are pretty nice. They all have their pros and cons. You got the other one that was built on the corner of De La Guerra and Chapala, and then the most recent one is probably two doors in on De La Guerra. Smaller complex, underground parking, and I got trapped once in the underground parking area. You know, it's a gate. It's a commercial gate driveway. It's not a garage door. It's one of these gates. And you know what? It didn't open. And there wasn't an easy way to pull the switch and open it from the inside. I hope they fixed that. It could have been a catastrophe. But that's something you should have. We'll have to save the cruise ship controversy commentary for next time, because we're going to take a break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.